Your call is very important to us. Please stay on the line and you'll be transferred to the next available agent.
Reading the new investigation written by Bob Killen, the former New Jersey patrolman, now an FBI agent, was dedicated to solve unsolved crime. I knew how frustrating it was back in 91, 92, because there's a lot of work put into that case. Smith's wife, how did it disappear? As did Smith, who skipped town once the local authorities gave up the case. He was transient by nature. We didn't really know where he was. Finding a man named John Smith, the right John Smith, was not easy. The town had a squad from scratch as far as going back and generating a timeline of places he had been, places he had lived, places he had worked, people whom he had known. Killen tracked down a long-time girlfriend Smith inherited. Stubborn at first, he eventually revealed his location, California.
Your call is very important to us. Please stay on the line and you'll be transferred to the next available agent.
He was working for a custom car manufacturer. They discovered he'd made his classic for sports cars and spouse. Smith is married a third time. Agents were concerned that she would become another victim. In 1998, Bob Killen led a task force meeting at FBI headquarters in Huntsville, Virginia. The plan to take down John David Smith once and for all. In the previous investigation, when John was brought in by law enforcement and interviewed, his immediate call to action when he left the police station would go to his family, his friends, anybody that knew him. They'd say, listen, the police are probably going to talk. If they talk to you, don't say anything. Don't even speak to them. And he would kind of give them a heads up. What Shafty did was, let's identify everybody in John's life. As far back as 1974, the present day, people who we felt.
Your call is very important to us. Please stay on the line and you'll be transferred to the next available agent.
It took nearly 6 months to coordinate the operation. Utilizing scores of agents. On May 5th, 1999, everyone was in position. And at 7 a.m. to the 6th of the time, the takedown began. Vincent gave up. Midwest and the East Coast, gathering up relatives, friends, neighbors, anyone possibly has information that could help solve the mystery of two missing women or prevent the disappearance of even more. But it was just a matter of time, no question in my mind. FBI agent Bob Killen led his coming face to face with John David Smith outside his office in San Diego.
Your call is very important to us. Please stay on the line and you'll be transferred to the next available agent.
At first, he cooperated. Well, John is like playing cards. He wants to see what the cards are going for. And so he can kind of strategize his message. They showed Smith photos of the friend and his relative, who were also interrogated. Same time. We had a command post set up and the other interviewers from around the country, as they were getting significant information from their interviews, they would call in and talk. And we made it clear to John that this interview and his interaction with law enforcement are different than any interview. Now he's dealing with the FBI and the resources. After 8 hours, he started crying. He curled up in the ball, he snapped himself off in the field, just crying. He said, I want to cover myself with a blanket. I want the world to go away. The FBI, John's brother, who was interrogated in Ohio.
Your call is very important to us. Please stay on the line and you'll be transferred to the next available agent.
In November of 1974, just days after Kenneth Hartman's Frank had come across his brother at his grandfather's garage. Prosecutor Jocelyn Smith.
He was asking what was happening. And Jocelyn was going to the box before someone just closed. He said someone sort of got upset about the discussion after the box, and he left. Later that evening, he returned to the garage, and he said it was just weird to him because he's never seen anyone pack clothing before.
According to Frank, the box then stayed in the garage unopened for years. Then, in 1975, when the garage came down, Frank and his grandfather opened the box. At first, he thought it was some rag.
Your call is very important to us. Please stay on the line and you'll be transferred to the next available agent.
But he decomposed the skull. There was all two of it, including a gold chain with a present. Frank refused to put up on his
head. Her statement to us was, I couldn't do anything for the person in the box.
Goodbye.